Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
You know what it's like when you have worked hard to prepare yourself to make a move, and suddenly something terrible happens. Something horrible happens in your life, and your whole life is turned upside down because of it. We've had clients who've prepared their homes and worked very hard to get their houses ready to go on the market, only to have that entire process interrupted by a life-changing event that has brought them to their knees, oftentimes, changing their perspective on everything in their lives and causing them to question the whole process of moving, whether moving makes sense or not. Well, it is important that we as real estate agents, as we would in any business, take the time to care for our clients where they are, meeting them where they are. Right? It's not important to sell a house. It's important to help people make the decision that's best for them. There are times, too, when our clients will hire us to sell their homes and then simply change their mind about selling altogether. It's very important to hold our listings with an open hand in this business. We get paid a commission. It's a percentage of a sales price, and its commission literally means to put together. If we're not putting together the sale, then we don't get paid. And we may have expenses associated with the preparation, the sale, the marketing materials, and all that kind of thing, and the seller may make a change in their plans and decide not to move. But I think we would all agree that approaching business with an open hand is the way we expect it to be done. Whether it's working with a contractor, a real estate agent, or whoever it might be, we want to be dealt with the way that we would treat other people. We do not want somebody grabbing for something. We want people who will understand the challenges that we face and let go quickly of any interest that they may have. Right? How does that translate into real estate? Well, I remember back in, I want to say it was 1990, I was contacted by Kurt and Ruth Moss. Kurt was the bellman at the Mayflower Hotel for about 30 years. Very imposing, 6'5", probably 245-pound emigrant from Germany, Jewish. He and his wife had emigrated from Germany prior to the start of World War II, fortunately for them. Lovely couple, German accent, and wonderful to work with. And I had met Kurt and Ruth through, I think, one of my marketing efforts. Maybe it was the delivery of a jar of apple butter to their door, or maybe it was because of one of my famous fly swatters. My fly swatter has a hole in the middle of it. Yeah, it's a special fly swatter, folks. It says, give the fly a chance. But then on the handle it says, but when it comes time to sell, don't take a chance. Call Eric Stewart. Very memorable. That fly swatter has gotten me a lot of business because people never forget the fly swatter with a hole in the middle of it. Now, Ken Hunter's behind the board right now, and he's trying to think of something funny to say, but I've stumped him.
Shoe fly. Shoe fly, don't bother me. I'm watching television back here. Don't bother me.
Ken's asleep because I have no interviews today. I'm just chatting with you all today. So Kurt and Ruth called me about selling their house, and I went through the effort of getting the sign up, got the lockbox on the door, the key made, the marketing brochure, and everything ready. And I got a phone call from Kurt. Eric. Oh, hey, Kurt. How you doing? We're doing fine, Eric, but I talked to Ruth and we changed our mind. We're not ready. So he said he's not ready. And I'm on the phone. I'm at my office and I get that phone call. And there's a moment where I have to make a decision, right? Because I got my time and my effort. And all of a sudden, the anticipation that I have in the real estate business is I'm going to take a listing, I'm going to sell it. But I said to him, no problem. I'd been taught that by Floyd Wickman, one of my trainers in real estate. No problem. In other words, It should never be a problem. No problem. He said, what do you mean? And I said, well, no problem, Kurt. I don't want to sell your house if you don't want to sell it. Oh, Eric, you're an angel, he said. I said, Kurt, thank you. He said, you know, Ruth and I really appreciate your help. And, you know, whenever the time comes, we'll sell our house. I said, no problem, Kurt. I'll be by tomorrow. I'll pick up the key. We'll take the sign down, and you let me know when you're ready. And sure enough, the next day, I went by, and I already ordered the sign down. Sign company had to come in with their pickup truck and pick up the sign and take it away. Well, I treated them the way that I would want to be treated, right? And it's the way you would want to be treated. But that's not to say that in the business we don't have anticipation and that our hopes for making an income, because we don't make money in the real estate business like other businesses where you get paid by the hour, we make money when we make a sale. And if we don't make a sale, we don't make money. There's the risk that we take in real estate. That's the risk. The reward is the sale and the commission that comes from it. The risk is we make nothing on the front end. We may make nothing if we sell nothing. Well, a week passes by, the phone rings, and it's Kurt. Hey, Eric, we're ready now. I laughed. I said, Kurt, you got it. We ordered the sign back up, put the lockbox on the door, and, you know, we sold that house in just a couple of weeks, and we helped them move into a retirement community called Leisure World. It's not a continuing care retirement community, but they have lovely co-ops and condominiums, townhomes, and patio homes, too. Well, Kurt and Ruth moved there. I'll never forget that opportunity that I had to work with them and to learn an important lesson, not to push when the time's not right, but to make my client more important than myself. Truly, this is the way we should treat all people in our lives. Ask other people how they're doing. Take the time, stop and talk to people and ask them, how are you doing? If people are hurting, give them your attention and allow them to sense your concern and your care. Let go of your interest when it's in their best interest for you to do so. There are ebbs and flows in real estate. And as my broker used to say to me, real estate comes in bunches, like bananas. And oftentimes we sell a lot of houses and then we don't sell houses for a while. And that's just the nature of the business of real estate. Well, if you care for your clients and you can guide them into the process of selling their homes at the right time to get them the most money, they will be the most grateful sellers that you work with. Take advantage of timing the market well. As I've said earlier, we have seminars in October and November here in Tyson's Corner and in North Bethesda, both at the Marriott's. And if you'd like to, please register at ericstewartgroup.com. We'd love to have you. Space will be limited for each of the events, and it's free, so it fills up quickly. Go to ericstewartgroup.com, go to the top of the page, and there's a scrolling banner, and just click the link there and put in your information. We'll save you a spot. Wait, don't go away. Still got my final thoughts coming right up.